Thank you, Judge. I want to go back to your question, Judge Hardiman, about the where in the complaint does it address the failure to look at the motivation to lie, because there is a section that has a subheading that says failure to investigate motivation to lie, and that's paragraphs 101 to 103. So just so that's in the record. But that dovetails with the point I'd like to revisit based on my opposing counsel's arguments, and that is his argument that this is some tiny thread that anybody would...
Before you go off motivation to lie, I'm sorry. I've got to press that issue a little bit. Let's assume Roe had a motive to lie. It doesn't change the visual evidence. It doesn't change the documentary evidence where he's making these admissions. There are all kinds of declarations against interest. There's physical evidence here in terms of the photographs, et cetera. He tries to slough some of them off, and, you know, the panel didn't buy it. The panel said, you know, the bruises when he grabbed her at the reunion and she went to the ground, the panel made a finding of fact that violence occurred, and his response was, no, I think it was during rough sex. I mean, how could that be sex discrimination?